When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Weak Insecure Nice Guy that runs a YouTube channel called Wing Club. Here's what he briefly has to say. Hey Sane Man, I've attached the link to one of my videos in my series called Reasons Why Men Have Stopped Dating. I'd like to know your thoughts on the recent video, particularly on the part where women are becoming pastors and are now casting out demons and trying to get attention. Well dude, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Guys can check out your channel at the link below, which is what I'm sure you want to grow your channel from only 10 subscribers. You play short TikTok clips and then comment on them the way that Taylor the Fiend does. I like it. In the video you sent me, the second part of it shows a girl discussing how her female friend is very specific when it comes to rules that she follows when she dates men. But those rules are only for Beta Bob, and that all her rules get thrown out the window for Alpha Chad. Clearly they'll become an insta-skank the moment they have access to a man that they're very attracted to. That kind of reminds me of a video I watched a few years ago about a working girl in Thailand that said that there are certain men that she doesn't charge anything because she finds them attractive. The black pill incels have a point when they say that looks are everything when it comes to women. Now as for the point you want me to discuss about the demon slayer women, you say they're a group that goes around convincing people that bad things are happening in life because they have a demon possession. And then if they pay them just enough money, the ghost and demon will go away. Clearly they're preying on gullible people and probably mostly other women and weak-willed men. That story kind of reminds me of an almost 30-year film that I saw in the theaters called The Frighteners. That certainly dates me, even though most guys have stopped dating women these days. In it, Michael J. Fox plays a guy that charges people for exorcisms, and the ghosts haunting people are some of his ghost friends. So it's the perfect scam, until all hell breaks loose. The women doing those sorts of exorcisms, minus the real ghosts and demons of course, are like those duck cleaning companies. They call me day and night trying to get me to take on their services. Their service doesn't even provide any tangible value. All they do is clean your ducks, and if they do a poor job, you'll never know about it. Because how often does anyone actually look in them? Also, because some Christian women do exorcisms is not exactly a reason why men have stopped dating. You really want me to talk about this for 10 minutes when there really isn't much there. I'd much rather add more of my reasons why men aren't dating women as much anymore and give you my reasons list, which I'll do in just a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from JELD-WEN. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all JELD-WEN windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anyways, now back to There's No Such Thing as Ghosts and Demons as far as I can tell from my own experience Clown World show. As for reasons men have stopped dating, a big one these days is women's notch counts. At one time it was unheard of for women to be with 50 guys in their lifetimes, and now it's pretty much commonplace. Why would they date women like that that have HPV and have been plowed through so many times by men that they can't even emotionally bond with you anymore? In the last few months, that's been one of the major things guys have been talking about on Twitter. Another reason we aren't dating anymore is because women have become less feminine and more fat. They have fupas and foul mouths. You won't get a moment's peace because they'll try and increasingly boss you around. Also, most of us don't want to have to push a spare tire out of the way to get to her gunt, which is smaller and hiding under the tire. We also don't want to be with an educated woman because they tend to be less pleasant to be around. Plus, the more schooling they have, the greater the risk of a divorce. If she's dumb as dirt, then you can squirt. If she's smart, then she has no heart. Another reason guys have stopped dating is because they aren't meeting women's higher and higher standards. The vast majority of women are all chasing the same 0.1% of guys that are unmarried, not obese, over 6 feet tall and making 6 figures, between the ages of 18 and 40. That represents only 0.35% of the adult male population, and doesn't include the men that are gay in those particular numbers. If you include those, then the number of eligible men probably drops to 0.1%, or 0.1%. If you've ever read Aaron Clary's book called The Book of Numbers, then you know just how bad things are getting out there. That the odds are so incredibly slim for women, even as they get fatter. Yet social media has elevated their expectations to the point where the average man is wasting his time dating because they don't want him. But of course many women still want to date the average man, so they can be their emotional tampon and give them that little pick-me-up in real life. But the epidemic of lonely cat ladies will only get worse, as women interact with machines that flash the hot men they want, while the real men stop interacting with them. A few days ago, I was at a store and some fatty was at the checkout counter next to me, and the machine told her, "Don't forget to take your items." She laughed and said, "Of course I won't." She most likely wanted to strike up a conversation with me, but I wasn't having any of it. Women having to interact with machines instead of men and women must be getting to them more than we realize. The loneliness is only going to get worse with AI for them, for men will probably do a lot better. For example, I don't have to interact with anyone or make eye contact or start up a casual conversation, which for an introvert such as myself is quite draining. But since most women need to be extroverts, at least going as far as using men as emotional tampons, this new world will make them suffer. As for other reasons that men aren't dating besides women's insanely high standards, it's because we increasingly get our dopamine rush from our phone, instead of finding some woman to bone. A while back, someone was mentioning to me that they saw a couple at the airport, and that they weren't holding their hands, but instead were on their phones ignoring each other. That's happening everywhere and means a lot of couples will not be reproducing going forward. There isn't much hope for the human race to keep going if our social interactions keep on dwindling. Which leads me to the next reason men have stopped dating. And that's because the less you talk to women and people in general, the less you'll actually want to talk to them on account of being nervous or just lacking basic conversation skills. Talking to girls is giving too many guys anxiety these days. In the days before smartphones, you were forced to interact with other human beings. It was uncomfortable and messy, and wasn't as easy or easier than ordering a pizza, which is my experience with Tinder. Again, on Tinder, within a week or two, I could find a girlfriend, which is a lot easier than my other online dating days of plenty of fat in real life. Another reason guys have stopped dating is because the majority of relationships start out on Tinder and other dating apps, and only the top 5% of guys on there get all the dates. So I guess that made me one of the lucky guys back when I was on there. Combine this with social awkwardness in real life, where younger guys are too scared to approach women, and the majority aren't even going to have any real chances to get a girlfriend or have a relationship. So dating becomes impossibly difficult, so many guys just stop trying to find a date because they get discouraged after trying it for a couple years and having zero luck. at least in the days of meeting women at work or school, she might tell you no, but at least you would actually learn something. Now she just swipes left and you don't match. And you never know what it's about you that she doesn't like. At least in the past, women might tell you they thought you were too fat or too thin, or that you had an unattractive body. Now guys are getting rejected without any feedback. Back then, you could make little improvements to your appearance, and once you reached a certain threshold, the most unattractive women that look like Gargoth the Destroyer would start chasing you. The first time something like that happened in my life was when I was in my early teens. And after about 4 or 5 months of working out, some horrible fat woman with clown feet and a face only a dog might love was chasing me to Canada's Wonderland. I'd never before seen a woman get that irrational and crazy over me. But on dating apps, such women are trying to connect with the top 1% of men, or 1/10 of 1%. So if you're a young man today, you're not going to have those formative experiences with the Broomhildas of the world that you'll want to broom away as quickly as possible. Online dating apps don't give you feedback to know if you've made sufficient enough progress to attract the attention of women. If you go from below average to average, you're not going to have the below average women on dating apps hit on you. But if you're lucky, you'll get some of the swirling sisters hitting on you, usually the fat ones, or the foreign women with lower sexual marketplace value. That's yet another reason many guys have stopped dating. They can't get access to quote-unquote normal-looking ladies, women that they wouldn't feel embarrassed if they introduced them to their family and friends. There are probably many other reasons guys have stopped dating, like the fear of getting me-too'd, being used as an emotional tampon, and then women who become more masculine and foul-mouthed lately. Share your reasons for not dating in the comments section below. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Weak Insecure Nice Guy for the donation and topic. Sorry there wasn't much there to cover at the original topic and that you were probably hoping for. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that many guys have given up trying to smash women because the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the heifers with hooves that think they're hotties away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.